Today is Wednesday, January 8th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Career Coach Day. I tried a career coach, and it did not go very well. Probably because I didn't know what I want to be when I grow up. It's National Winter Skin Relief Day. It's National Bubble Bath Day. Oh, I should take a bubble bath. I love a bath. There are a lot of people who don't like baths, and I don't understand it. It's when you become an adult, especially men, I think, but I could be wrong, but I just get the sense that especially when men become adults, they don't take baths. It's seen as a child thing. Like, children take baths, adults take showers. And I don't really know why, because you could take a shower as a kid, and a lot of apartments and houses don't even have bathtubs. I know when you're a baby, they will put a little tub in the shower, because how do you hold the baby and wash things and whatever? But when you get older, you could shower. But bathing is what I'm talking about, not showering. Now, I know it doesn't get you completely clean, because the dirt, as you're getting out of the bathtub, theoretically, the dirt could cling back to you. So if it's just a cleanliness thing, then yes, you probably are better off taking a shower, or after you bathe, which I do this sometimes, after you bathe, jump in the shower. It's easy for me because we have what people, you know, as I've told you guys, we have what has been christened. I don't know if christened is the right word or not either, but we'll use it. It was christened the porn shower because our tub is in the shower. And so I can get out of the tub, quickly turn on the shower, rinse off, and then go about my business. So I can still wash my hair, soap up, do all that in the bathtub, and then I can just quickly rinse off and then dry off and go about my day. But I just like to get in the bathtub to soak. I don't really need bubbles. Don't really do much for me, but I'm not opposed to them. I just like the hot water. And it's like a hot tub without the bubbles. So what I would like to do is put a jetted tub in there instead of, then I wouldn't even need the hot tub, because Mark doesn't really like hot tubs. And so I could just bathe and turn on my jetted tub. Maybe I'll do that one day, but that involves paying people to come in, and I don't think there's electricity right there at the tub, so I would have to have an electrician install a thing, and then somebody would have to install the tub and hook it up to the water, so you need a plumber. You might need a contractor, because you have to make changes to the, you know, cut holes in the wall and stuff to do. I don't know. I feel like just putting a jetted tub in would require a contractor, a plumber, and an electrician. Maybe if I just buy a jetted tub on Lowe's and say, I want you to install it, they would just handle all of it. I don't know. By the way, I didn't finish. It's also, we have to finish with a food item if there's one available. It is National English Toffee Day. We can't forget that. All right. So toffee reminds me, my dad used to love this bar. I believe it was called a Heath Bar. Heath Bar. He also used to like something called Skor. S-K-O-R. Yeah, and they're the same. It's chocolate-covered toffee, so it's basically English toffee, so there you go. My dad liked English-style toffee. So I'm just going to look here. I understand, we do not have any text messages, but just to remind everyone, if you want to contact me, even if you don't want to contact me, you can contact me at 479-221-9393, either text or voicemail, and just tell me what's on your mind. If you're listening to an episode and you totally disagree with something or whatever, just, you know, text me. Just add it to your phone, Geeky Gay. And then you're listening to something and you're like, that's absurd. Why did he say that thing? Then just, you're already on your phone because you're listening. I assume you're listening on the phone. And oh my goodness, it's taking forever to log in to Twilio, which is what I use for the phone numbers. We've gone through this before because I don't know if it's saving to the correct place at the moment. So today is, Nope, already played that voicemail, so that's okay. So no voicemails either. All right. So we finished, we pretty much finished up with Sunday. Like I said, I was basically coding until 1 a.m. trying to get something working. It wasn't even so much coding. It was, why are these images not showing up? And then, it was more of like a configuration issue, if we can call it that. And so I finally got that figured out, emailed Fatty and said, hey, I got it solved. And so he looked at it, gave me some feedback, et cetera, et cetera. Then on Monday, it was just kind of a normal day. I knew that it was going to be a little bit more stressful at work because we started planning. We start planning at like a month before the new quarter. And at the Spit Valve factory where I work, the quarter starts the new year for us, the new fiscal year, starts on February 1st. I know a lot of companies do it in the actual new year, January 1st, and so, but I, for one thing, it's hard to plan for a new quarter in December because the Spit Valve factory is retail and, you know, selling spit valves, and our busiest time of the year is December. And so it would be hard to do planning at that time because it's a busy time. Not so much for IT, because pretty much IT changes are supposed to stop during the holiday. But still, I think that's one reason. It's like, no, we don't want to, you know, we just need to focus on selling spit valves during December. And then the other reason, I think, is because in retail, you want to have time for all of your financial stuff to come in from all the purchases that happen in December, because most retail, December is their busiest month, and that's when, in fact, I read somewhere or heard years ago probably that most retail companies don't go into the red at all until, or sorry, don't go into the black at all until December. I don't think that's true of my company, but I'm not 100% sure, but regardless, you want all your profits to come in or whatever happens. You want the accounting to be done, et cetera, et cetera. And so our fiscal year starts Feb 1. Anyway, everyone just got back on Monday, and so planning is commencing, and I had a million things to do because I didn't get crap done over the holiday. Even though I technically only took 4 days off of work, I got nothing that I wanted to get done. I just wasn't in the mood. I don't know. And so I'm having to force myself every day now. So Monday, got up. I'm like, you got to spend at least 2 to 3 hours working. So I put my action items in Outlook as tasks, and I started ticking them off. And had a few meetings. The meetings were fine. Nothing there. So it was stressful, but not. And then I had a I have both a psychiatrist and a, or psychologist, whichever one prescribes medicine. The one that's an MD. And I have a therapist. And so I had an appointment with my psychiatrist / psychologist. I know I've already been corrected on this and I don't remember. And I could Google it, but I'm not going to. And we're still playing around with my dosages of things because I still don't feel... I don't want to be... And I'm not judging anyone. I hope I don't have to be medicated for the rest of my life. But I would like to get to the point where I feel somewhat normal and not so anxious. And it's getting better, but my dosages are not quite right yet. And so we're still playing around with those. Had that. We did our grocery shopping and came home. I cooked. We've been having hot dogs on grocery day so that I don't get fast food. It's a really quick thing to cook. But it's not fast food. So that's what we did. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.